I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than all His words of tire, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. And I've got to hear Him say, well done, enter my child, you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world, but lose my soul. But more than anything, alive have got to make it. If I could kill and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. More than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed and the Lamb's great book of life. To hear him say, well done, enter my child you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, left for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, set for me. I would rather live for him. More than anything I know, more than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul.
I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know.
There's a heaven to gain and the hell to shun. The way is still straight, there's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the crumb. There's a haven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight, there's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a haven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight, there's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am sat down with my Father on his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It's all about overcoming today, you know. It's a very dark hour that we're living in. It's so dark that the Bible says darkness covers the earth, grows darkness to people. And work while it is yet day, so soon the night cometh, but no man can work. That's the hour that we're now living in, and we can barely make it. All the effort we put in all our lives trying to stay, well, could have done a lot better probably, but we did the best we knew how, and we're barely making it, you know. If it wasn't for fasting and that like that, we wouldn't even be able to make it, you know. And not for the effort that we put in, we try our best to get up early in the morning and pray in the day and sing some songs and have a conversation. And even in all that, we just barely make it. There's times I wonder if we'll even make it. It's so dark out here, you know. Like, I get morning, you could feel such a darkness. But you just got to keep chipping away, you know. You can't stop. So it's just the way it is. It's just the hour we're living at now. The darkest hour is just before dawn. And that millennium age is about to set in. And we're doing our level best just to be found faithful, to be found true, so that we can go into that place of refuge, that third day, you know, that day of rest, that place of rest. And like, I don't know how other people make it, and you know what the effort we put in, and we can barely make it. So it's the time to be overcoming, even time that overcometh. I will give to sit on my throne as I have overcome and sat with my Father at his throne. And it doesn't get any easier, it doesn't get any better. You just got to keep chugging away. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord. Give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things that you have done and still do for us, Lord. I just pray you continue to help us to overcome this darkness that we find ourselves in now, Lord. Darkness covers the earth, draws darkness to people. The time, Lord, where work while it is yet day, soon the night cometh.
when no man can work, we've arrived. We've come right to that time in history where just so dark that you can't even work anymore, Lord. We just pray for great to make it through this dark and this jungle, and pray that everything we say and do will be a benefit to somebody that might want to listen someday. We just pray to continue to do it as you see fit. Lead and guide us by that your spirit, Lord. Help us to be overcomers in the hour and the time we're living in. Help us to be obedient to that of your spirit, Lord. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The outcome that overcometh, like I say, it's a very, very dark hour. You wonder sometimes why we don't have too many people that have a care and everything that Brother Jackson and Brother Brennan preach. And at the end of his journey, Brother Jackson didn't have anybody that stood with him, faith, grace, and truth stood with him for a while. And then they too discarded him and went the wrong way, used up, didn't take the warning serious. When I know I was very, very close there with Tim, and he had a dream. He saw somebody in his pulpit that preached contrary to what he believes, and he told me about the dream. I said, you just have to be careful who you let in your pulpit. And that's the only commission he had, the only job description he had, to make sure that pulpit stays clean. And before you know it, you let Davis in. He knew Davis had a different opinion and a different view than he did, and yet he lets him in his pulpit. Then he goes even lower. He lets Strowman in, the person that Brother Jackson had already dealt with, and then Tim McKay, he lets these people in his pulpit. So Brother Jackson did not go along with that. Like I say, they were with Brother Jackson for a while after that split, and after that they became unfaithful, and the Lord had to move on, and he took me out of there, and then he got us to start up his work here. And now we're the last stronghold, we're the last I don't know what you would call it, we're the last frontier, and even we're having a hard time. It wasn't for fasting and everything we do, we try to keep our head above the water. We too would we'd be like Jesus said when many didn't want to follow him anymore. He said to Peter, are you going to go back too? And then Peter said, where should I go? You have words of eternal life. And that's the thing with this truth here, with this message that we're saying here, we have a hope for people. The rest of the world doesn't have a hope for them. They don't even know the hour we're living in. And yeah, they take potshots at it, but we can tell you right to the day. We have a hope. If people can only believe what we're trying to say here for the last 30 years, they will come to that marriage supper of the Lamb. It's the only hope that people have in this dark hour that we're living in. All you got to do is believe what we're saying, because believe you me, we didn't just show up here one day. We went all our lives, we've been searching things out and spend a lot of time in prayer, many nights in prayer, and being evicted, being terminated from your own family, your own household kicks you out and all that. And just because you see something, you have a belief, you have a hope. And the only way I could keep that hope alive is just not crave, just not give in, just not recant, like they've been trying to come here time and time again, trying to get us to lure us back. Back 2 years ago or so, I was sick unto death, and here they come in, try to lure me back into that compound. And just when I was at my weakest, but underneath, you know, are the everlasting arms, and we just got to keep chugging along, even though we're in such a dark hour, like it says, to hold on to the things that you have, and make sure they don't slip, you know. There's so many warnings in the Bible about the hour that we're now living in, like I say, to him that overcoming. It's all about overcoming now, because tell you what, there's a darkness out there that you can barely penetrate. The Egyptian darkness, and we're right in it. It's not coming. Mm-hmm. We're right in that time and that season where the Bible talks about.
Mm-hmm. And when something happens, like in America, like when those Twin Towers were flown into and came crashing down, and everybody started going to church. And then after a while, it peters out. And the same way with that Charlie Kirk when he was killed, that everybody started packing the Bible and going to church. See, all these things peter out. Mm-hmm. See, it's just an emotional roller coaster that people go on. And see, that Laodicea church out there cannot really give people anything, because when it talks about overcoming, it is the whole environment of that Laodicea church age that you have to overcome. And when you will read over all the Laodicea things, you will see how they have become lukewarm. And lukewarm is really, it's not really comfortable lukewarm. You have a lukewarm tea, you don't like it. You have, you want your tea either to be hot or cold, mm-hmm. because lukewarm is just, it doesn't feel right. That's how Christianity has become in America and all around the world, is people, they say they've been a Christian all their lives. They've never really had that rebirth experience. And that's what the Laodicea church is all about, a lukewarm Christianity, because of what with the materialism that has been part of that age here, that they have rich, they have need of nothing, and that's why they were spiritually, because that took over, then the spiritual side, they went after materialism and left the spiritual side, because that's what God wanted to introduce to the Laodicea church hour with the message of Brother Brennan, to get back to the Word of God, baptism in Jesus' name. And all these things were there to help people make it through this hour that we're now living in. And that's why there's such a darkness around, because there's a war. There's war in every frontier. You have war in America coming, the Civil War, and it's already starting. You see all the unrest and upheaval in Chicago and in Portland, and it's going to multiply, because there's so much when it reads that right will be called wrong and wrong will be called right. See, that ship has to be overturned now again. So mm-hmm. and then in that it creates a lot of turmoil, just like when you have a ship out in sea, you have to change the direction, it creates a lot of turmoil, and that's what you will see. And that's the same way with Israel, with the restitution. Everything has to be restored, and in it is there's turmoil. There's people that do not want Israel to gain that land that is rightfully theirs, and that's why you see wars everywhere, and it's just going to intensify until it has reached its peak, and it will go on into the day of the Lord, and it will all transpire, because the Word of God says it so. And that's why when people go to church nowadays, there might be some movement there in a little bit of a sense in an individual heart, but as a whole, the church world has been spewed out because it was lukewarm. It did not follow what God had in this hour. And the reason why you see the situation in America is because they rejected the prophet. They rejected his message, and that's why it goes into this darkness that it is in now. No matter what Trump does and says and tries to do to make America great again, it will come to that, but first of all, it will go through a cleansing. You cannot avoid that, no matter how hard he will try. It will have to go through that period of that civil war, and then once everything is clean out and the hearts of men are in a place where they want to serve God and country. Now they don't want to serve God and country. They're a destructive force.
If you look in the Bible, like we keep saying, the The blueprint was written. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. Before God set anything in motion, He predestinated everything. He foreknew everything. He knew exactly what we were going to be doing. And we know that the struggles that we're going to have, and then He put it in writing. And see, He said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth on the last day. For Satan is coming down having great wrath, because he knows his time is short. That's what you see out there. He's got every demon in hell. Even before he got cast out, he was cast out there in the middle of the week. And the first thing he did, he went down to hell to get some reinforcement. And that's what you feel out there now. The reinforcement. And then later, Zia, the church hour, the church world is exactly where it says, it says here in Revelation 3, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would thou wert cold or hot. But then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because, and here's the kicker, because the church world, it had become rich. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched. That's what the church world is. And they keep flocking to these churches ever since that Charlie Kirk got assassinated. What, guess where they're at? Right to the church, right into Satan's arm. Because in that church, Satan has infiltrated that church world, and they don't even know it. Because over time, it's the church world that's lukewarm. Because thou knowest that thou art wretched, the church is miserable and poor, blind and naked. How can something like that feed your soul? And like we keep saying it over and over and over again, the only thing in the church hour of Laodicea is this here information here. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire. That's the only hope you have, that thou mayest be rich. Rich and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. See here, it becomes to be an individual thing. It's no more a church thing. It's an individual thing. Behold, I stand at the individual's door and knock. And if any man, if any woman, if anybody will hear my voice and open the door, I will come and sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, as I have overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear. And the only thing that you have in the hour of Laodicea to dress you is the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson, and the church world has worked overtime over the course of the last 50, 60, 100 years is to quench that very thing. And they all know about Brother Brennan, and all Jimmy Swagger did all his life was to prove that he is something big, when he knew all about Brother Brennan. Oral Roberts, all these people, they all knew about Brother Brennan. But they made sure that the people don't get it. And then when Brother Jackson left, Brother Brennan left the scene, God used Brother Raymond M. Jackson and all the movement there. The movement is the Brennanite, the Eddie Biscuits of this world. All these people, they worked overtime to do everything they could to try to quench the fact that God used Brother Brennan. And he, Brother Brennan, or Brother Jackson, all Brother Jackson did, he was continuing with that very thing that it says he wanted, he came to dress us. To dress us with a revelation so we stand up naked before him.
And, that's right.
And they were working overtime to make sure that thing is quenched.
Like if you will look up, even Eddie Biskell, Swaggerts, the Grahams, the Olsteins, the Hagees, all these renowned men. It's like Nimrod of old, a renowned man. If you look up their net worth, like
money.
How much money they have, it will be in the millions. And that's why it says, because you say I am rich and I have acquired great wealth. And that's what they have done. Mm-hmm. They have acquired great wealth and need nothing. They have need of nothing. Most of them are overweight, like that Hagee. He's preaching up there, and he is rich, and I have accumulated great wealth, and I have need of nothing. But they do not realize that they are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Why? Because it was the message of that seventh angel for the Laodicea church that was, the message is that dressing, what is given to dress people with to for the day and hour that we are now living in. That's why they're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked, is because they are not clothed with that revelation that Brother Brennan brought and Brother Jackson. That's why the church world out there is lukewarm and it's spewed out. And like you said, he is at the heart of the individual. He's still working at the individual. But in the church world out there, Laodicea is spewed out.
They're not only spewed out, they're dead, and people flock to them. And that's why we keep saying over and over again, this is the only that's the only thing that's left from these seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. They will not tell you, none of these rich preachers will tell you anything about that. But here you're going to hear the truth. And we're telling you exactly the way it is. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying here, it'll take you, all right, direct into the marriage supper of the Lamb, because you can hear it. If you go back and list Matthew 22, where the king made that great supper, that's up the road here. And just like we're saying today, that winter is coming. You know, we're running right into it. There's no way you can stop the winter. You go out there and try it. Keep that, like the night was almost frozen down to zero. You can't stop that. It's just in the nature. It's just the nature of the thing. It's just the way God has ordained it. God and that great blueprint of his, he, back before the foundation of the world, he made that blueprint, and he let us know just up the road here, there's the day of the Lord coming. Just up here, they're separating against the sheep and the goat. Just up the road here, the judgment day is coming. You can't stop it, but the only thing you can do, you can prepare for it. And that's what you and I have been honed out to do. We've been in that word. We were concerned about our eternal destiny, about our salvation. And the Lord, rich in mercy, as we were searching and digging, it says in the Bible, seek and you shall find. Knock on the door will be open. That's all we ever saw. We wanted to know what's going on around us. We wanted to know the environment. We wanted to know this great God. We wanted to know what happened in Genesis 6 and up to Genesis 6. We didn't know nothing. And then the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Jackson and Brother Brennan, and then throughout that, we began to learn some things that we were never taught, and the church world did their level best to keep us from that. In fact, when I told these other rites that God sent the prophet and they threw me out. If the law of the land was allowed, they would have crucified me. They would have stoned me, so they did the only thing they could. You got till sundown to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all good and well, because that's all part of what they do, you know. We're just exposing them how wicked and how ruthless. Spiritual wickedness in high places. If I did that to go through what I did, I could not say the things that I've said. I could not expose that thing. But I was right in the torture chamber. I was right in the hornet's nest. And all we're doing now, we're exposing it. And they can't argue. You can't argue about facts, because I know, they all know I was there. I told them they were doing exactly the same thing that they did to Jesus back in the day. They didn't have nothing on them, so they crucified him anyway. They got the Roman army to crucify. And here I told them the same thing. You got nothing on me. And you're doing exactly what they did to Jesus back in the day. But here you have it again. Just a repeat. And they're so blind, they don't even know it. And then at top of it, they think they're doing God a service. So how can you reason with these people when they think they're the right ones and we're the wrong ones? And they think... And good is called evil, and evil is called good. Black is called white, and white is called black. That's the hour we're living in. It's all enticed by Satan. And behind us, behind these churches, behind everything, is the spirit of Satan. So there's no hope that left there for him. That's why I say
and Laodicea, he goes after the individual. That individual person, behold, I stand at your door and I knock and I want entrance. And if you open your door, I'll come and I'll sup with you. When I keep saying, out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. We didn't set this program up. We were just guided by that unseen hand. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. That's all we're doing. And we're trying our level best to keep sober, to be vigilant, and to do the things that we're doing here. Because it's not our own thing. The Lord moves on us. He wakes up us up at night, and throughout the day, he shows us things that we should talk about. And today, it's all about overcoming. To him that overcome it, you got to do something. To overcome, you got to put in some effort, just like we're doing.
Like everybody, the church keeps wanting a revival. They want a revival. And they'll even try to manufacture one. Like when you will look at Israel, when the Jews rejected Jesus, they did not know their hour of their visitation. And no matter what they would try to do and to try to reverse course, 69 A.D. was coming, the destruction of Jerusalem. That's the same way we hear in America. When you will take the overall picture, because they rejected God and His message, then there is only one direction for America. Not a revival. It's a civil war. And you can, when you will go back to the church age of Thyatira, which really represents Roman Catholicism, the church age of Thyatira. And in it, it speaks of that great tribulation of all her children will go through that tribulation with that church age of Thyatira. It's because her children are really the church systems out there, and that's why they all have the same tactics that they use, because they use the same. That same spirit that they used in Jesus' days, and even when they martyred all the Christians, that Roman Catholic Church, it all goes back to Roman Catholicism, because she is that whore and she is that one riding that scarlet color beast. And those are her children out there, those church system, because they didn't move on with God, then they have only one system and one mother, and that's that harlot system. And then they all use the same tactics, like you were saying, that what they used on you. Well, that's because these denomination are really her children.
They're run by that same spirit.
And they use that same tactics that she uses.
Like when we expose them, they think we're blaspheming. But see, we went through, like I say, we went through their torture chamber. Mm-hmm. We know what we're talking about. We wouldn't have gone through what we went through and experienced it firsthand. Like when you wanted to go down and visit your mom when she was sick, and you called up that preacher. He said, if you show up, we'll smash up your car. See, it's the same old, but like I say, we're exposing him. That's our job. That's why we had to go through what we had to go through what we did, so that we can expose that other writing for what it is. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. I know they think we're crazy when we say these things, because they're living in the dark, like they're living in the dungeon. They can't see out of that place that they're living in. They think it's a holy thing, but it's not. Behind it, like I say, it's the spirit of Satan. And we went and we got through the ministry of Brother Branham and through the ministry of Brother Jack. We got dressed. We got that eye salve. We can see reality for what it is. We know exactly what's going on out there. And that's why we keep saying and warning people to, that's why we're doing this every day.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because we have something to tell people, you know, what God has done in this day and hour with the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And these churches out there, they don't have anything. All they have is accumulated for themselves is wealth.
Mm-hmm.
physical wealth, but in the spirituality, they have nothing to offer people. Like momentarily, these people go back and go to church, thinking that's where they're gonna find it. But after a while, they realize that there is nothing here. They're like in their spirit is searching for something really, but they find out that the churches are actually more corrupt than any other place in this world. It's because they have sold out to materialism. They did not seek what God has for the day and hour we're living in. They did not seek the righteousness for that kingdom.
Amen. I'm not overcoming. We overcame that. We went, we sat under Brother Branham for, I think I was there for 3 years, and then the Lord took me to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and I sat there for 10, 15 years, and now we qualified, and we wrote our task. We qualify now to tell people exactly the truth. We're the only two people that's left, the only two people that's left from that whole thousands and thousands of people that were sitting under Brother Branham. And then there's thousands of people that were sitting under Brother Jackson, and we're the only two people that's left holding the fort, holding up the thing that we have been taught, and that's been our job description. That's the only job description that we have, because the Lord spoke right into the spirit when you asked him, why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been persecuted, kicked from pillar to post. The Lord spoke right into your spirit to hold on to the truth that's been given. Remember the things that you've been taught. Remember who you have been taught them from. You were being taught them from directly from that angel that spoke to the church age, Laodicea, that took Brother Branham's vocal cord, and then when he goes off the scene, he took Brother Jackson's vocal cord, and then when they went off the scene, he found you and I faithful to do what? Just to hold on to the things that we've been taught. But that these two men brought to the church age of Laodicea, that's the only thing that's left. And once that rapture happens, you know, everything goes over into blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. You're going to have to give your life to have to ever end up on that sea of glass, and then the rest, they go again to that the separation of the goats and the sheep people. Mm-hmm. See, the sheep, they can never have immortality, but the people on that sea of glass that's going to give their life, they will become immortal. Immortal simply means that you don't need the earthly environment. You're going into a heavenly dimension, but if you go into that in the heavenly realm, you only go in as mortals. You still need the environment. You still need the planet Earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and all that. See, that's why it's so detrimental. That what we're trying to tell people here, you need to start listening and you need to come. All you got to do is believe it, and God will make a way. See, it says over in Matthew 22. My oxen and my fatling have been butchered and killed. See, you and I have been butchered and killed, and we would have really glad so that we can have something to deliver to the people. There's nothing outside of this here true. It's just too bad that we have to say it ourselves. It should be somebody else that should tell them, that gets the revelation, that this is what it is. But if there's no, we're almost like we're forced to tell people this is that. Just because God uses us, we're the only two people that he found faithful and true to do what we're doing. He couldn't find James Allen. He couldn't find Mike Heffner. He couldn't find Buck Thompson, because they all proved to be unfaithful. And they didn't hold on to the thing that we have been taught. And we're the only two people that held on to the thing that we have been taught. And now what we're doing, we're simply just delivering and holding on to the thing that we've been taught. That's the only job description we really have. We have it easy compared to what they had to go through. Look what Brother Jackson had to go through. And look what Brother Branham had to go through. And here, all we have to do is sit here, get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, and then by the time 9 o'clock has arrived, then we've done everything that we could do for the day and hour we're living in. That's mm-hmm. rolling out that living water. That's what we do here. I mean, give people the daily bread if they so want to. That's yeah. all that's left in this world. And now it all evolves into that civil war and to what's going on in Israel, the restoration of all things. And before it's over, Satan takes over this planet for a short period of time, and then it's going to be hell to be living down here on planet Earth. That's why it's so important to get yourself in line, believe what we say, so that you can have that way of escape. It talks about in Matthew or Luke 21, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape. Escape what? Escape this hell that's coming up the road here. And then he tells us to see to it and be careful that we don't be overburdened with eating and drinking. It's my biggest battle is the fat. That's why we keep fasting all the time, so that we don't be overcome with that spirit of the age, the spirit of food and drink and all that stuff. When Jesus warned about things, we have to take it very seriously, because, like I say, he said, watch and pray that you may be found worthy. And then he goes on to say, beware lest any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking and the cares of this world, and that day come upon you unaware. So it's coming up the road. We're just going to bump right into it, just like tonight it was 0 degrees. It's getting ready for winter. Winter will be here, and the snow will come, and it'll be here, and there's nobody that can stop it. It just happened. That's exactly how that judgment day will come. Because up the road, there's judgment day coming.
Mm-hmm. Like, we have something to hold on to, and we don't need to compromise with anybody. And we know what compromising does. It makes you weak, and in the end, you have nothing, because that's what the Lord dealt with me on, to remember the things that we have been taught and from whom we have been taught them from. And then when you look at all these ministers that sat under Brother Branham Jackson, you don't even know what they actually stand for. Mm-hmm. Because especially Tim Relaford, in the end, what does he have now? He has nothing, all because of compromising with people that Brother Jackson dealt with, were bringing in error. And then now, what does he have? See, that's what it does to you when you do not stand on guard and are sober and vigilant, and to remember the things that you have been taught, knowing from who you have been taught them from. So that's why they evolve back into, and where it leads you back is right back to Roman Catholicism. And that's what happens with people that do not move on, because they don't overcome. And that's why it's so important to overcome all the aspects, all the things that Laodicea throws at you. Mm-hmm. These are the things a person needs to overcome in order to sit on that throne.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just had a little message on overcoming, Lord, and you walked us through the church age of Laodicea, and you provided a message through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson to enable us to do that, to equip us with the right ammunition, with everything that's needed for this day and hour to overcome. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace to help us from a day-to-day basis to overcome all that is thrown against us, Lord, so that we can be found faithful and sit with you on your throne. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.